97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know all those political signs you've been driving by in your neighborhood?
Oh,
I've even
yeah.
seen them on the side of the interstate. Have you ever wondered how effective are those signs? Are they really making an impact on who someone might be voting for? Because I've definitely asked myself that question.
I hope. I thought about that the other day as I was driving back from Arkansas. Because there are a lot of pro-Trump and vote no on three signs up and down between I-44, between here and Arkansas. There's a lot of them. But does it really make a difference? I don't know.
Well, I know when you and I were talking about that, I had made some comment about how, you know, in my neighborhood there's, I don't know, maybe 7 to 9 no on three signs, including at our home. And I think there's one yes on three. And my take was, if the majority of your neighbors have a no on three, there will be people out there who have no problem putting their yes on three sign in their yard smack dab in the middle of the others. But there are plenty of people who are just going to want to follow the crowd, and they're nervous to be that one person who kind of goes against the grain.
Yeah.
So it, in that sense, could have some sort of an impact. Well, I actually have to give my brother-in-law credit for this, because he was the one who we were talking yesterday, and he mentioned this. He's like, how effective are those signs? I thought, okay, well, let me look into that. Well, turns out they've looked into this. This is a 2015 study. Political science professor at Columbia University, he said, yeah, they can make a difference, but it's very small. It's somewhere between 1 and 2 percentage points on average. So it's not going to be some earth-shattering difference. But if it's, say, a dead heat, that could be
that
it.
It could be a difference.
A lot of it is name recognition, as you might imagine. And I want to get into that a little bit more, but I found an interesting story talking about kind of when this whole thing started. Listen to this.
Some of the first signs appeared in the U.S. during the presidential campaign in 1824, when John Quincy Adams convinced voters to put up his signs in their yard. Over time, they've continued to be one of the most commonly used campaign tools, even with the rise of digital media.
Well, and you know what a lot of these candidates love about yard signs? They're free. I mean, you pay for the signs, but it's not like you're paying for a TV ad
over
to keep
over
running
again.
Over and over and over again. You pay to print the sign, which is, I'm sure, nothing compared to what you're paying for some of these advertisements like the billboards. And then there you go. So have you heard of the Ben Griffin experiment?
I have not. Ben Griffin.
Okay. Here's what happened. There was a professor at Vanderbilt University who did this study in 2011 to see how effective these yard signs are. So what she did is she created this fake county council candidate named Ben Griffin. And what she did was she planted all sorts of signs with that name, Ben Griffin, on lawns, as well as this well-trafficked street that just so happened to be near a school. A survey was mailed out a few days later by the school's Parent Teacher Association asking the people, the respondents, hey, you know, list your top choices for the county's at-large council seats. There were 5 real candidates who were listed along with the fake Ben Griffin and some other made-up name. Listen to this. Nearly a quarter of the respondents listed the fake Ben Griffin among their top 3 picks. Not a clue what this guy stands for. Just the name recognition enough, I guess, made people want to vote for him. Isn't that wild that you don't even look into his policies, because he wouldn't
Nothing.
Have had any, considering he was a fake candidate?
Right. Yeah, I would hope that people would see those signs and it would spur some thought, like trigger thought, like, I need to look into that more.
You'd think.
But why wouldn't it? Why? Well, I don't think you would ever vote for somebody just because you drove down the street and saw the sign. The sign tells you nothing about them except their name and what position they're running for.
In fact, I read in this article that those signs that just have the name and what they're running for, they're way more effective than if you try to litter that sign with, you know, pro this, anti this, whatever, because that gets just too convoluted.
I mean, name recognition.
Yeah, some people are walking their dog by that sign and they may take an extra few seconds to read it, but a lot of people are just driving by and you're not paying close enough attention. So the most effective signs, they say, are very colorful. And they just have the name, big old name right there on the sign with, yeah, what they're running for.
My favorite video on Facebook these days is where somebody's dog is watering the Kamala Harris sign.
I've not seen that. It's interesting because I think we're going to start seeing more signs because we're down to the last, well, not even 3 weeks away from the election.
Maybe, I think they were slow to roll out those signs.
What, the Amendment 3?
Yeah, the Amendment 3 sign, the no on Amendment 3 signs. I've seen a few yes on Amendment 3 signs. I saw a very irritating ad yesterday on TV with a woman who clearly appeared to be sitting in a church pew talking about family and faith and an ectopic pregnancy and that we need to vote yes on Amendment 3 because we need to be common sense about this and make sure that other women can get the medical services that I got when I had an ectopic pregnancy.
You're completely misinformed.
It's complete lies.
It's lies.
A complete lie.
Right.
But she looks like a church-going woman sitting in a church pew saying this with a high neck collar on and all this stuff like she's some prim and proper churchgoer. No churchgoer should support Amendment 3.
I know
it's plenty of people on demand.
Not at my church, although I'm sure there are some, but I know plenty of people, including a text thread. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but a text thread with somebody in the church, Catholic church. And this is not just Catholics. Okay. This is all, from every background, people who go to church on Sunday are still going to somehow think that abortion is okay. And it's wild to me. And a lot of the argument is, well, separation of church and state. Can I just please, PSA, and I tweeted about this last night because I just am frustrated with people trying to say this and they don't even know the truth.
Guys,
separation of church and state was specifically designed to keep the government from interfering with the way that you're worshiping. It had nothing to do with preventing churches from speaking out on these moral issues like Amendment 3. So if your pastor or your priest is sitting there from the pulpit trying to say, well, this is why we can't talk about it, that's nonsense.
It's a lie.
Nonsense. Yeah. In fact, that should borderline be, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, but that should almost be a red flag if you've heard nothing about abortion. If you go sit at that church every single Sunday and your leader, your pastor has not ever uttered the words about abortion, that's awful. I mean, that's terrible. So people need to be speaking out about this. And the whole ectopic pregnancy and miscarriage care, that is so different than an abortion. Even with it banned in Missouri right now, there's still care for that. Despite what some moron, I'm sorry, but that's the word I'm going to say, despite what he tried to tell me when he wanted me to sign that initiative petition that they were, getting signatures for earlier this year, thank goodness I knew my facts and I said, you are lying. You are lying to me and I'll guarantee you're lying to other people.
And the ads are lying. And the ads are lying on purpose, just like they're lying about, gambling, supporting the schools.
Yep.
They have no proof of it. I was shocked. I know he's being paid to do it. I was shocked the other day to see an ad with, I'm pretty sure, Ozzie Smith on it, encouraging people to vote for this internet gambling bill. And I'm like, really? What? Are you kidding me?
How much was he paid to do that?
I don't know. A lot, I'm sure. But it looked to me, he even shot it in the stadium, potentially, because clearly the big sports teams are all in on this, too, because apparently they get a slice of it somehow. But don't lie to me and tell me that you're doing it because the money's going to schools. Because there, if you read it and look at my voter guide on 971talk.com, zero evidence that any money will ever go to schools anytime soon. And I explain all of that in there. You need to read up on these things before you go vote. Please, 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 please. All right. Carl's given me I see people off to the
wrap
side
it
here.
Up, Mark Cox.
I see Kamala's handlers giving me a hard rap.
Get more at 971talk.com.